Welcome back to Casual Conversations. I am your host, Ryan Bean, here with my co-host, Elena Sweetser, getting into all things life.
That's right.
We appreciate you. As you guys can see, the setting's a little bit different today. I don't care what heater or fire pit you have.
We're Texans.
It's not going to get it done in outside weather today. So nope. We moved it inside to our lounge, which actually I kind of like the new setting.
I do. Makes us more sophisticated.
The problem is we got to keep it quiet. And we'll see. Again, that's hopefully true. My dogs stay quiet. So we'll see how that goes. But no promises.
We put them with a box of treats back there. So
absolutely. So how's your week going? Good?
Not bad. Other than it being cold. It's a little busy with work and all that stuff. But
The machine over here was just telling me she's about to have eight listings coming up in the next couple weeks. So
it's wild.
The girls get crazy.
Buying a house in DFW, hit me up.
Although she complains about how busy she is sometimes, how she's going to take it on. See, she asks for more. This is who she is. She was just saying, I don't know how I'm going to handle eight. And then she's asking you guys, hey, if you guys need a realtor, call her. This is what she does, guys. This is exactly what she
does. I'm in my element. What about you?
Good. Things are starting to be, pick up a little bit. I think, with the weather, has actually held out pretty decent, considering for the winter months. And winter is always slow in my business, but
coming out of hibernation.
Aside from this week, it's actually been pretty pleasant. So, my guys, try to catch in as much as possible. But it's starting to pick up a little bit, which is a promising thing to see. I think people overall are starting to see that things are kind of stabilizing.
Yeah.
And I think people have kind of been on the sidelines for a while deciding what they want to do. And
same in my market.
I think it's in general, right? Yeah. It's whether it be
like
whatever.
This is our reality. So let's adjust now.
Yeah. Let's just figure it out.
Feel you on that. Well, Ryan, last week we talked about beauty.
Yes.
And I asked Ryan, what would be your definition of beauty? And I thought that was a great topic from a male and female perspective.
And if you guys didn't listen to it, she put me on the spot pretty well. I wasn't prepared for that one, but I think you guys, it was a good one to listen to. I think you guys can, I think there's a lot of value.
And Ryan had some good points. And for those who are just hopping on now, he's been with his wife 20 plus years. And I think one of the key things you talked about was, beauty is what starts it, but it, over time, your relationship, it becomes more of what's inside your spouse, your person.
Absolutely. That grows, right? The beauty grows because of the person that you're with, you're with. Right. So, but again, you have the physical attraction is what
gets it started.
Gets the juices flowing. Gets the juices flowing. Yeah.
And his wife is, she's a beaut. So
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She paid me a lot of money to say that. Yeah. So. No, she's a good one. Anyway. So it is your topic this week.
So I thought what we should talk about, I think this is relays to something we were talking about earlier, is why people spend so much energy worrying about things they can't control.
I feel like he's directing that at me.
It's directly at you. A couple weeks ago, I talked about patience and I just think both of us in general aren't good at it. I mean, it's something that I definitely was not good at. I've improved.
Right.
But I think in general, a lot of people, and I'm sure a lot of people that are listening to us now, they spend so much time and energy worrying about things they can't control, and that consumes their lives.
So that's a constant discussion in my household with my husband, because if you know Cole, he's very calm and collected, and I'm the driver. And so I'm going 100 miles a minute, and he's the one who has to kind of snap me back in reality. Like, I'm always worrying about stuff. Mm-hmm. And I think as females, we naturally do that. It's a motherly kind of instinct, I think.
Okay.
Because I never was this way until I became a mom. And so when I go a million miles a minute, then I start creating all these things in my head. And then that, when you start creating things in your head, scenarios that aren't backed by facts or truth, you get anxiety.
Yeah.
And how many of us deal with anxiety?
I think it's a massive problem. And I think, you hit it right there on the head to where you make up all these things in your head and you add all the, you create all this extra work and stress for yourself. And then you complain about how stressed you are. And, we talked about it earlier on. Obviously, we're talking about the real estate market and things starting to pick up. It's been a weird few years.
Yeah.
And, ever since COVID really hit, the world's been in a state of chaos, in my opinion, on multiple things, right? And, at the end of the day, it's something that I think we have to do a better job of is worrying about what we can control. And we can control our effort. We can control our work ethic. We can control how much time we spend with our families. We can control, the extra effort that we want to put in, you know, the power of one more. We can control that. We can't control who's in the office. We can't control, you know,
COVID happening out of the blue.
You can't control a pandemic. You can't control what people's opinions of you are. You can't control, you know, what your boss decides they want to do. You can't control the direction your company wants to go. If the leadership decides it doesn't line up with what you want,
right?
You just have to figure out a way to navigate through it with what you can control. And I think if you put your focus on that, things become a lot easier for you. And I think a lot of stress gets off of your plate. I agree with what you just said, is that I hear it all the time, and I'll talk to my team and my guys, and I'm like, guys, look at all this extra stress you're putting on your plate. You can't control it.
Right.
Right. So just do what you're capable of doing. Do what's within your control and let the results.
And leverage out what you can't control.
Yeah.
That's been my biggest lesson since my business has grown, is being able to leverage things out. Because I try to control things that I don't need to control. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But when you're saying that, I started thinking about as simple as, first thing I thought about was my toddler, right? Mm-hmm. His emotions, you don't know where it's going to come from. One day he's a happy little thing. You think life's great, and all of a sudden, meltdown.
Right.
And so I look at that as a lesson, as I can't control his emotions. I can control mine.
Right.
And so when he's having his meltdowns or he's having his tantrums, it's really easy for me and want to engage in how he is doing it. But if I control mine, more than likely his actions are going to turn around.
It goes back to that, kind of ties into that patience that we talked about a couple episodes ago, something that I'm not good at doing. And, you know, that's one of the things, like you just said, my wife gets on me all the time and I'm not good at it. And I'm very good at worrying about what I can control in the business world. Mm-hmm. I'm not as good as stressing about what I can't control when it comes to the kid stuff. So you make a great point there, because teenage kids right now, it's rough.
I want to tell you it gets easier.
It doesn't. I think it gets harder. And then once you turn that teenage corner, I think that's when maybe things get a little bit easier overall. But, you know, the way that I react to the kids sometimes is so counterproductive, mm-hmm. rather than just going, okay, what do I got to do to change how I'm coming at it? And maybe we'll get a different result. So
I agree. And just like you, and I think this is why we started this podcast, because we're mm-hmm. literally the same human being, just male and female version. Mm-hmm. But I struggle with things, controlling the things that I need to control. And it's just, it's when I've learned to offload a lot of the stuff mm-hmm. that is unnecessary, I've noticed my happiness has increased, my stress levels decreased. Right. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to think of, like, why do we do that to ourselves?
I just think it's human nature. I think what ends up happening is you get so, I think, again, you know, we talk about it at nauseam probably at this point, but social media plays a big role in everything that we do, because it makes you feel like you're a behind the eight ball, or, you know, we also live in a world of comparison. It's what we
100%.
Do. We're always comparing where we are in our lives to other people. We're always comparing how big our house is in comparison to people who are in our group, or what car am I driving, or what schools do my kids go to, or how much income do I make? Where should I be? I mean, I'm guilty of it as anybody, right? You know, what do other 43-year-olds earn in Texas? You know, why is that even a thought? I can't control that, right? It's one of those things. Why is my business slower? I can't control that. You know, maybe my customers are a little bit slower, but I can control going to find new customers, going to find new business, turning over new stones, putting that extra hour of work in, start my day an hour earlier. Comes to your health, right? Can you, how much of your health can you control? I can control what I eat. I can control how much exercise I do. I've got complete control of that, but we don't do it, right? And again, it's like, well, you always have an excuse. I think we're also a society of making up excuses.
Of course we are.
So
it's easy, because it's just the easiest thing to do.
Right.
Take control.
It is.
I've been guilty of that. I mean, Cole tells me all the time, you're playing victim all the time when I go down the spiral down that mentally. It's a thing that a lot of people struggle with. And I think it's because, like you said, because we're rushing things, because of the society we live in, of this comparison world.
Well, we feel like we have to have it now.
We do.
And again, which is weird, because we always talk about how valuable time is, and it is, but to think that you have to be on the same playbook as everybody else, you have to be on the same chapter as everybody else.
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous. Well, not the case.
I mean, I look at it, I mean, for my own personal my own personal experience. So business, I'll talk business and then I'll talk personal. Okay. Yeah. Business wise, when I got in the business, in Durango, there were a handful of realtors that either had partners or their siblings were in the business. Their parents were in the business. So they literally hopped in the business and bam, not little old Lena. And I used to play victim mode. Like, well, I don't have that. I don't have that. And so I used to focus on things that I can't control.
There you go.
And what did that do? Cage me up in a place that I knew I didn't need to be in, but I was putting myself there.
Right.
Right. Then I look at the other aspect. Like, if you're not watching the video or you haven't met me in person, I'm not a tall human being. Right. And so my mom is 5'1". My dad is 5'6". I ended up marrying short. So it continues with our kids.
She's not breaking the chain. She, her and Cole don't want
her. Who knows? Who knows what's in the water?
Yeah, we need Keen to find a 6 foot.
He's like, he's a linebacker.
There you go. I guess he was find a 6 foot.
But, you know, I used to hold that chip on my shoulder all the time. Mm-hmm. Like, this, my friend is beautiful because she's this tall and then she has this and her family has this. And those are things I can't control.
Correct.
What can I control? Okay, so be it. I'm 5 foot. Five, you know what? Short people are freaking awesome. Okay. Yeah. Normally, short people are very funny people.
Well, there's a lot of benefits too, right? You still get to wear smaller shoes. I remember
airplanes. Like, I'm not complaining.
Yeah, I think you still probably get, you know, I think Krista was one of the ones that she still buys kids shoes.
Yeah,
think about all the money you save buying kids shoes for the rest of her life. She never gets to an adult shoe. Everyone has perks, right? Of what you could do. You getting on an airplane, right? You're probably a lot more comfortable on an airplane than I am.
Yeah.
Right? So
I mean, I can put my feet up. It's nice. I don't do it if I'm around other people.
But everyone has their thing. Things, right? And like I said, it's, you know, to your point, it's the same thing with business, right? I tell my guys, we can't control what our competitors are doing.
Yeah.
We can't control what they want to price things at. Right. We can't control what products they want to offer. We can't control what terms they want to give a customer, right? Whatever the case
may be. We can control our terms, our services.
What do we do? How we can control our effort. We can control how we approach that customer, right? Do we take a deep dive into their business? Do we try to offer solutions?
Yeah.
Do we try to be consultative? Do we try to spend more energy with that customer? Do we try to be out of the box thinkers? Those are things that are 100% in your control. So you put all your effort there, and then what ends up happening is you get rewarded for that. And not only will your customers see that, right, because you differentiate yourself, but then you apply it to your regular life, right? When it comes to marriages, your kids, how you react, like you just said, you know, you can't control what Kian does.
Yeah.
You can control what you do, and how you react all of a sudden changes the way he reacts as a default, and you don't even know it. So instead, you get so fired up. And I do this all the time. This is Ryan talking to himself. This is me looking myself in the mirror.
Don't forget, this is our therapy session.
Absolutely. That's why I love these conversations, because it's these type of things that we want to have. I would rather our conversations being these type of things that figure out how to make us better,
right,
in all aspects of our life, because we have the one go around. But you know, it's, and again, but we're still human. So at the end of the day, it's very easy to talk about these things when we bring these topics up of, we need to be doing this better and we should be doing that. And you guys listening at home or in your cars, you know, just make these little subtle adjustments, and all of a sudden everything's fixed. That's not the case at all. All we're trying to say is that when you look at how much time and energy you spend on where you're at in your life, where you're at in your career, where you're at in your relationship status. Maybe you're single trying to find that person. Okay. Well, what are you doing? Oh, well, you know, I'm worried about how old I am or how old she is or where I'm at in my life. Again, those are things that are completely out of your control. Rather than, okay, well, let me go try to figure out how to make the best of this situation. Where's the opportunity in this situation?
I think that's, you said the key word, energy. At the end of the day, it's all about energy, and it's got to place it somewhere. So if you're focusing on things that you can't control, you're not using your energy wisely in a place of growth.
Right? You're not growing.
It's restriction. And so
it gets you to the victim mentality.
Yes. And once again, I am.
Yep.
Guilty of this. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I am speaking from my own personal experience of, I've been there where I have caged myself in a place of unhappiness, in a place of no growth, because I'm trying to focus on things I can't control.
Right.
And it's been over the last couple of years that I've really started to kind of fix my mindset about those things. And my life's getting better. Would you look at that?
Well, so use this as an example. You know, like we've said before, you know, she's a realtor, and this is a very tough market. It's a very tough market. It has been the last couple of years. You see a lot of realtors that have left the business, or they started it thinking it was going to be easy money. They didn't last a year because they realized they can't make it. It takes a very strong-willed individual in this economy, especially when interest rates are unknown. Uh-huh. Again, out of your control. Who's in the White House? Out of your control. What is the Fed set at? Out of your control. Mm-hmm. What house is the, you know, what market you're in, right? That's out of your control. So, you know, as far as you're in Dallas and you've got multiple, how much competition do you have? Mm-hmm. How many realtors are out there that you compete against? Those are all things that are out of your control. Yet, before this conversation, before we got on today, Elena was just telling me that she's trying to figure out how the heck she's going to manage 8 listings that she's about to get in the next 2 weeks. So that goes to prove the point right there is because you're not focused on what you can't control, you're not letting that define who you are. You are putting your effort into these podcasts. Right. You're putting your effort into all the things that I see on social media where you're talking to your target audience. You're putting yourself out there more on social media for your business. So obviously, those are the things that are within your control.
Yeah.
Yet, all of these things are coming to you full circle because that's where your time is being spent. So, and it's the same way that with my work, right? There's a lot of things that stacked against us in this industry. Yet, we're coming out of it. We're getting healthier. We're getting stronger. And we're doing it in the same economy as everyone that I compete against.
Right.
So why is it that we are able to perform and get things done? It's because we're focused on what we can control, and we're not putting too much effort on what we can't.
Also, you got to focus on, it comes down to the past, present, and future. And so when you're trying to change things you can't control, you're focusing more than likely on the future of things. So if you're out looking ahead of things, and I think a lot of us try to plan out our lives so perfectly, and it's not that.
It shouldn't be that.
As I'm getting older, I'm like, man, I thought I had this thing figured out.
And it shouldn't be. Guys, the imperfectness is what makes it worthwhile, right? If everyone had this scripted playbook, what fun would it? Now, again, does that mean you're not going to come up with some hardships? No. Yeah. You're going to. Life is going to be hard. It's the hardest thing that you're ever going to go through because you're going to get – it's how you react to those things. And, again, what you do and where do you find the opportunities in every situation, there's an opportunity. You have to change your mentality on, okay, let me find what that is. And I'm not telling you it's easy. It's not. It's very hard, especially when you feel like things are really stacked against you, right? There's people out there that are hurting. There's people out there right now that can't pay their bills. There's people out there that can't put food on the table. There's people that can't get health care for whatever it may be for their kid. There's a lot of stresses that go out there, but I guarantee you that a lot of the people that are in those situations also aren't doing very much to change it either. Correct. And that's what these things are about, and these conversations with Elena are about. And for you guys listening, and we appreciate for the people that still are and continuing to keep listening to us, is that, you know, we're just trying to give you guys our opinions and our feedback on things that have helped us and people that have gone through tough things, right? I've gone through very tough things. I've gone through very tough economies. You know, last year,
seasoned, don't forget.
You're seasoned. And, you know, and again, the 20-year old Ryan is a completely different guy than the 43-year-old Ryan. You know, it's you know, where the ambition was, you know, how I looked at things, the attitude, you know, how upset I used to get over things, the thing. And again, because I let things that I couldn't control consume me, and it was always an excuse. Well, I can't sell because my competitor's selling it at this price. I just can't be competitive. You know, I don't have, I can't find a long-term relationship because, you know, of how they are, not looking at myself going, okay, well, what do I need to change, right? Oh, my kids are pissed off at me, you know, because I'm constantly hammering them. Well, maybe I need to look at how I'm approaching them, or, you know, I don't like the way my kids act, so I'm going to keep yelling at them and screaming at them or whatever it is, or criticizing them, rather than going, okay, maybe I need to look at myself and go, what different things can I control in those situations to change the outcome?
Right. And so I look at it like, and this is on a business perspective, because I was trying to think, why do we project all these future predictions that we don't know if it's going to be true or not, right? And so, like, I look at my business plan that I created last year for this year. And so my goal this year is to do 36 units and 12 million. Okay. So you start the year off that and you're like, okay, by this end of December, I need to hit 36 units and 12 million. So then I start focusing on that number, right? Mm-hmm. I can't really control that. What can I control? the actions action steps I take today to create that.
Correct.
So if I'm so focused on the future, worrying about the thing I have to do instead of the things that I need to do now, the present, right? I'm not getting the things done that I need to do.
Right.
To hit my goals. And I think that's the problem is so many people are so focused on over here versus what's right in front of them.
My guys do it all the time and you hit it right on the head and you know, they get these big numbers out there and they get so overwhelmed and consumed by it. And I keep telling them, break it down. Right.
Yeah.
The compound effect, right? Okay. This is your yearly goal. Okay. What does that mean I have to do per week, per day, per month, right? Or whatever, however it shakes out. And then, or per day, when you break it out per day, you're like, oh, that's a really achievable goal.
Yeah.
Right. I want to read 50 books this year.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. That's a book a week almost. How am I going to get that done? Let's just use that as an example.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what if I told you have to read 20 pages a day?
Yeah.
Can you read 20 pages a day? And you're like, oh, 20 pages a day. That's not a big of a deal. Well, 20 pages a day is still 50 books a year. You're just putting it in your head on this big goal, and you've made it so big that you feel like it's an unobtainable goal. So what does other people do? They quit. They quit because it's the easy thing to do. Like, oh, I'm never going to achieve that.
Yeah.
Rather than trusting the process, and my guys will back me up on this because I say it all the time. You have to trust the process.
Yes.
You have to take it day by day. You can't skip steps. You take it day by day. And you can't skip a day. You got to be disciplined.
Right.
You got to do it day by day. And what you're going to end up doing, like you just said, I would guarantee you, I can almost guarantee, I'm going to tell you what, I'll put this out there on camera.
Oh, no.
Me and Allison will buy you a Cat City wine dinner.
Oh.
Okay. If you hit your goal this year, I will buy you dinner and it will be most likely achieved because you're looking at it the right way, which is what can I do every single day to achieve that goal? Great. I have that big goal up there.
Right.
Let me break it down to what I need to do per day to get to that point rather than I have to hit that number. I have to hit that number. And you know what, Elena, if you come up a little bit short, guess what? Guarantee you probably still exceeded what you did the year before.
Right.
So how's that not progress?
Right. The gap in the game. That book?
But how are you not moving forward?
Right.
But people will look at it as, well, I didn't achieve the goal. Okay. Well, maybe you didn't achieve the goal for what you put in, but now you've put yourself in a position to be that much closer to it. Right. And just because you set it out for a 12-month span, it may take you 18 months. It might take you 9.
Yeah.
Well, what happens if it takes you 9? Do you celebrate it? Or is Elena going to go, okay, well, man, I could have done more.
Okay. Old Elena would have done that. Old Elena would have definitely been like, oh, I undersold it. So maybe I need to push now, reset my goal. And then,
right.
And then I struggle if I don't hit that.
Right. So you want to give yourself an obtainable goal. You want to push yourself. And I tell my guys all the time, if you think you've got this in the bag, push yourself to push harder. And if you come up a little bit short, you'll still exceed what you did before anyway.
Right.
So you still won. You still progressed. You still moved forward. And what did you say, what did you do? You just set yourself up for that much healthier of a 2026.
Right.
And you have to change that mentality.
You do. And I look at it like, you know, with losing weight, and Cole once again had to bring me back to reality because I'm like, I have to lose 35 pounds. And I'm like, this will never happen. This is going to take 5 years to happen. And he goes, just focus on losing the first 5. Mm-hmm. And then after that, reassess, then focus on the next 5. He's like, because it's much easier to lose 5 pounds than it is 35 pounds right away. And so you're focusing on something that you can't control right now.
Mm-hmm.
You can't go to the gym and a week later be like, I lost 35 pounds.
No, you can't control the swing. What you can control is go, okay, what if I ate 200 less calories a day?
Yeah. Or I just made the goal of cooking every day.
Right. Eat at home more.
Yeah.
Or eat smaller portions. Or like you said, make it up. Okay, I lost 5. Let me see if I can lose 5 more.
Yeah.
Well, now let me see if I can lose 7 more.
Right.
Well, let me see if I can lose 10 more. And then you progressively get better. What people, like I said, I love the thought of having these goals, right? And these things that you want, these big things you want to achieve. So you put those things out there. And then what I would recommend to everybody out there, because I still do this personally and it's worked for me successfully for a long time, is that I take that and I break it down to, okay, what do I got to do? Like I said, per quarter, per month,
quarterly,
per day, per whatever, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. And if I have a day where I'm a little bit short, okay, well, I gave myself a buffer in there where I gotta come up or I gotta make up for some lost ground. Then I also have days where I did far exceeded what I needed to do that day. Well, okay, well, now I have a little bit of a buffer. So in case I have a smaller day in there or a weaker day, I'm still on pace to hit my goal. That's how you should do it. And like I said, it's focusing, you know, back to what we talked about, that how the conversation started was, how much time and energy, and ask yourselves this question for the people that are listening, how much time and energy do you truly spend worrying about things that are completely out of your control?
And not just things, people. I think that's another good part of this topic we should talk about, because I've worked with people that, although their house was $1 million, they were not pleasant to work with, right? Mm-hmm. And it comes down to, I was like, no, I've got to finish through it. And it comes down to, I can't change who this person is. It doesn't matter how good I am. Doesn't matter the level of service. Doesn't matter what I did for them. Who they are as a person is out of my control.
It is. And I would tell people that are listening, when you learn to have zero expectations of people, your life will change dramatically.
Right.
I don't expect anything from anyone.
Yeah.
Except for my wife. I'll say that, right? Only because we're a partnership. So we're a team.
Right.
So, but I'll say our team does not have any expectations of other people.
Right.
And I don't put that stress on us. I don't worry about it anymore. I used to think about it all the time. You know, friendships. Yeah. Am I putting more effort into this friendship to them? Do they care? Do I care more about them than they do my family? I'm always doing this, but they're never doing anything for me. I feel like I'm always the sounding board for them. They're never even reaching out to me to see how I'm doing. And then I started getting to the point where I'm just done again, wasting energy there, because I cannot control those people. You can't control the way these people are as human beings either, right?
And you can't control the things that happen to them that create them to be that way.
Correct. And you don't know their story.
Right.
That's the other thing too. Again, you don't know why they are who they are. Mm-hmm. Everyone looks at what they see at face value, and very rarely do they take a deep dive into someone and go, okay, why are these people? Now, again, does that mean there's just not bad people out there? No, there are. There's horrible people out there. But there's also a lot of good people out there that feel like they can't catch a break, and they go, okay, what more can I be doing? How much better of a person can I be? Yeah.
I used to be a people pleaser.
Yeah.
It's not a fun place to be, because the problem is people are going to take advantage of you no matter what.
Right. And you'll let them take advantage of you because of that. And again, that's within your control. It's within your control to say no, right? And sometimes you got to be willing to say no also. So, I think that just overall, you're right with the people, like you said, that you've dealt with, and you can't control who they are.
But you can control what you do. You can control keeping your composure. You can control not stooping to their level. You can control saying yes to even taking them on as clients in the future, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's that was a hard lesson I've had to learn over the years, or just even friends.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my late 20s, early 30s, I went through a different friend change.
Mm-hmm.
And you get upset with your friends when they're going through something with their life and they're not changing it. And then you're like, but why am I working so hard to help you change your life if you don't want it?
Correct.
I can't control your actions. Just like I tell Ian.
Yep.
Right now, when he told me, some kid at the school the other day told me he's not fast because he doesn't have fast shoes. And he was upset about it. I said, well, who's controlling your happy right now? That kid or you?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, and he looked at me, I was like, that kid, who controls your emotions?
Yep.
You can. You decide what makes you happy. Mm-hmm. You decide what makes you sad.
Mm-hmm.
You decide what you want, what actions you want to do. Mommy can be an influence and tell you to be a good boy, but you choose to do the actions that you do.
Right. I can't. This is the one thing that if anyone gets anything out of this conversation, I hope it's this, is that you can never control what people's opinions are about you. You can control so much other things.
Mm-hmm.
Like you just said, how you react. Kill them with kindness. I have a teenage daughter right now, and it's a rough age to be a teenage girl. And the drama, like a dad of a teenage girl. Both, but it's just the drama piece of it, right? And, and my son just made a comment the other day about like how Addison, his sister's driving him crazy because of the drama stuff. And I said, buddy, you don't know what it's like to be a teenage girl.
Yeah.
So it's very easy for us to be judgmental
on the outside
and judge, why is she being this way? Why are you acting this way? We aren't in her head. We don't know those type of things. But I can tell you that we have those conversations with Addison on a regular basis, is kill them with kindness.
Right.
At some point, their true colors are going to shine. And all these people that are around you and around these people that are mean, nasty people, it's eventually going to come to the surface. It may not happen at the timetable you want.
Yeah.
You want everyone to see them for who they are today.
Yeah.
It may take a year before people start to realize, this person is not a good person, and this person continues to hammer Addison or some of these other people. Yeah. And I'm like, we've never seen Addison do anything to this person.
Yeah.
So why is she being this way? It'll eventually show
itself.
It does.
And it may take a year, 10 years. I mean, look at the whole Blake Lively thing that's going down right now. Right?
Yeah.
Everybody thought of her as a sweetheart, and here she is going to court for being not a nice person. That's been on camera. Mm-hmm. Right? But I agree with that, you know, and then we get so consumed with trying to fix people's opinions about us, but we can't control that, right?
You can't control that.
And so what was the quote I put yesterday? I said, the opinions of others are those people are not the ones who are going to have to face the consequences of you holding yourself back or being small. You have to face the consequences.
That's correct. Which is why stop caring about it. And again, this is coming from someone that did for the longest time. I always worried about it.
Same.
I always worried about people's opinions of me and who they thought of me as a person. It used to eat at me because I kept thinking to myself, I'm a good person. Like, what? I've never given you a reason not to like me. I've never given you a reason not to. So then you get consumed by that. And like you said, you start to try to change the person that you are to adapt to them. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, you're just not going to please everybody. And that you're not going to be for everybody.
You're not.
That's the other thing you got to look at too, is how many people that are probably good people. You're never going to go hang out with them socially. You're not going to spend time with them. They're never going to be in your inner circle. You're not going to go have a beer with that person because they're just not who you are.
And it's hard to accept, like, because, you know, once again, Cole, my husband, he's the good guy, right? And so he's always like, you know, Lena, don't let those people affect how you think about yourself. And he goes, the way people treat people are the way they feel about themselves. And it makes sense here, right? But here you're upset. You know, so it's like, I get that. I get that they're like, you can tell Addison, they're being like this towards you because that's how they feel inside.
Mm-hmm.
And it's easier to reflect that onto somebody else than internalize it and fix your own problem.
Yep.
And so, and I get that. And so it was so hard for me over the years when I went through these friendship changes because I'm like, what am I doing wrong?
Mm-hmm.
But then you look back now, the older, wiser, a little bit, Lena is like, I was doing nothing wrong.
Mm-hmm.
We just didn't line up. I can't change that.
That's it. You were walking, you know? You were running, and they were walking.
I was flying.
You were flying. They're on different pages, right? So, like I said, it's you know we'll wrap this one up, and you know, it's a good conversation. But like
topic,
I said, I think that just overall in general, as human beings, it's just human nature to worry about things that are completely outside your control. And I believe that to be true in business and personal, that we worry about things that are completely out of our control. And it's just such a waste of time and energy. And I think when you spend that time and energy towards what you want to achieve, the kind of person that you want to be, the kind of employee you want to be, the kind of leader you want to be, whatever it is, you're going to find that energy is a lot better spent towards that.
Right. And you got to use the future of whatever you're trying to control as motivation and just that. Mm-hmm. Motivation is that, and control what you can, which is in the present.
Yeah.
And that's how you're going to find yourself in a sturdier ground.
Yeah.
So thank you guys for listening.
Thank you guys very much. Continue to follow us, like us, share us. You know, hopefully we're putting content out there that resonates with you guys.
I'm making Ryan do more silly reels, like he's been dancing lately. Look at this guy.
Sorry for that. But again, my kids do give me a lot of credit because they're like, Dad, you put yourself out there. And you know why, guys? Because I don't care about the opinions of others anymore.
That's right.
It used to bother me. Now I don't. It doesn't bother me one bit.
I'm doing me.
I give it no second thought. So we appreciate the feedback. Like I said, guys, the support has been phenomenal. You know, we've done a lot of these episodes now. There's more to come.
Yeah.
We get a lot of comments. We get a lot of text messages. We get a lot of phone calls from people saying, hey, I listened to you in the car. I was really having a rough week, and you know, you and Elena just really kind of put a smile on my face and made me think you know, about things differently. And I told Elena, if we can change the aspect of a handful of people's lives simply by us doing this, not only do we get a lot out of it, that alone will make this thing entirely worth it to me.
I agree.
So thank you for the support.
We have a new episode every Tuesday. So
every Tuesday.
No excuse to not be busy with our episodes.
Please share. Please share. And like I said, it's starting to grow. And, you know, we it's because of you guys. So thank you guys very much. We will catch you on the next episode.
Catch you on the next one.
See you guys.
Bye.